Now we bring to these microphones David James. David James Reports is a part of our homepage on our website, prophecytoday.com. There we have previous interviews on very interesting subjects that David and I have talked about, issues that the body of Christ need to have a better understanding about. Well, we're going to do that again today, have a conversation. We're going to repeat a discussion, not every word in detail, but bring the issue up again about the blood moons. We talked way back in January about what prophecy teachers were saying about the blood moons upcoming. Well, the time has arrived. The blood moons are on the scene or will be in a day or two, whatever, whenever they do happen. And I want to talk with David again about this whole situation. Is it called the tetrad, David? Is that what it's referred to as?
Yes, blood moon tetrad. That's the way it's being referred to.
Now, what is a tetrad? I know what the blood moon is, and I'm going to have you explain that as well, though. What's a tetrad?
Well, tetrad just comes from the word for four, and so it means that there are four consecutive blood moons that will take place.
Now, I cannot imagine that there'll be people eavesdropping on this conversation that have not heard about the blood moons. But just quickly, explain what a blood moon is and why the four of them at one time is so significant.
A blood moon is simply a reference to a lunar eclipse, a total lunar eclipse. And the reason it's called a blood moon is because the color of the moon during a total lunar eclipse can range from a bright yellow to a deep red, and that's just simply because of the sun's rays passing through the Earth's atmosphere before they hit the moon as it falls into the Earth's shadow. Now, this tetrad means that these are the only lunar eclipses that will occur. There will be four total lunar eclipses in a row with no intervening partial eclipses. And the interesting thing about this particular tetrad is that they fall on two Jewish feast days, both this year and next year. And those two feast days are Passover in the spring and the Feast of Tabernacles in the fall. So that's both this year and next year.
You know, this is quite interesting, and I want to ask you the significance of that in the moment. But we've got to remind everybody, I would think, what a lunar eclipse is, why it then thus would be called a blood moon.
Just for the same reason that the sky turns red during a sunset, when the sun's rays pass through a significant amount of the Earth's atmosphere, the blue light is scattered and the red light passes through. And so when the Earth's shadow passes over the moon, as the Earth comes between the sun and the moon, then just the red light from around the edges of the Earth as the sunlight passes through causes it to turn red to varying degrees depending on the specific eclipse.
I can tell you from my own experience that once when driving towards the east coast in the state of South Carolina, and then once driving down the coast in Maine, I saw, and my wife was with me, we saw two big blood moons. They were there sitting on the horizon. The sun was dropping in the west, and the moon was coming up in the east, and boy, they were majestic in sight. But that gave me an understanding of what the blood moons are. Now, I said that some prophecy teachers, I am not one of them, some prophecy teachers say, though, there's great prophetic significance. Why are they saying that?
Well, there are a few passages in Scripture that refer to things connected with the day of the Lord and the second coming of Christ and the 7-year tribulation period that talk about the sun being darkened and the moon being turned to blood. You have Joel chapter 2, Matthew 24, and then you have some things going on in the book of Revelation that are parallels. And so what they are saying is that these upcoming blood moons, especially because they fall on these Jewish feast days, that being in the end times, which I think we are, as you do too, that these must be almost without question signs from God that that may be a fulfillment of those prophecies. For example, Joel and Jesus' words in Matthew 24.
Well, you have an article on your website, which is give us that website real quick.
It's the Alliance for Biblical Integrity. It's biblicalintegrity.org.
And on my homepage, prophecytoday.com, we have your article still there from the first conversation we had on blood moons. And I'm just really concerned about the fact that indeed there's much being played up on this issue. I'm wondering, is it a big deal really at all?
Well, the thing is, Jimmy, it shouldn't be a big deal because these are not signs the way that God gives signs ahead of significant events. When God gives signs in nature, whether they be the plagues in Egypt or Joshua's long day or the lengthened day of Hezekiah's time or anything in nature, they either precede or are coincident with the judgment, and they're supernatural events that for which there's God is the only explanation. They're in nature, but they go way beyond what nature could produce on its own. These particular events, however, these four blood moons, they are on an absolutely regular cycle. They are completely natural. NASA has them calculated to the minute for thousands of years in the past and thousands of years in the future. And so even by their very nature, they aren't biblical signs when God is doing something.
So then, really, we're not looking at supernatural signs in the heavenlies, which is how God communicates with us today. Well, let me then ask you this question. I saw an article recently, we put it up on our website, that talked about the alignment of the sun, the earth, and Mars, and some are apparently trying to say this is mixed together with the blood moons. Is there anything? I know this is rare when they all align, but any significance to that?
Well, you know, this is one of those things where, we can say that statistics don't lie, but liars sometimes use statistics. The fact is, this Mars-Sun-Moon alignment took place, I think it was this last Tuesday evening, and the writer of that article said that they were very rare, and then in the next sentence, I think, he said, well, they occur every 778 days. Well, if you calculate that out, it's like every 2.1 years. I don't know how that accounts to being rare. Again, we've known these blood moons are coming for years because, again, NASA can calculate them out. Another thing about this that really bothers me, signs only work if you get them ahead of time. And one of the things that these authors are talking about is there have been three sets of these tetrads over the last 500 years, one back in the late 1400s, one in 1949, and the other one in 1967. And in two of those cases, they actually happened in the year following the event that they say was major. So, how do you have a sign when it actually occurs after the major event? So it's just all kinds of serious problems like this.
I know that you've done a lot of research on the blood moons. I've been doing some study as well. We're both speaking about it as we're traveling across the countryside and around the world. But I wonder, are there others working on this? I mean, we're not standalone guys out here by ourselves denying that this is not significant prophetically, are we?
No, absolutely not, and I'm glad for that, although I think we very well may be in a minority. There are guys who have written some blogs, done some good work. I think Answers in Genesis did a really good job on their website with this. And Mark Hitchcock just came out with a book just recently that I just finished reading yesterday. He treats this material very, very well. He responds to Pastor John Hagee's book, which came out in the fall, and then Mark Bilt's book that came out a couple of weeks ago, and he demonstrates, and saying a lot of the things that I had said in my article, almost the same reasons why this simply can't be it.
You know, that is thrilling. We're not standing alone, although we, I'm sure, are in the minority as we stand against signs, wonders, and miracles in the last days. The Lord Jesus Christ in the Olivet Discourse said, watch out, deception's going to be prevalent. Indeed, signs, wonders, and miracles be the way that this deception is communicated. I got to ask you one other thing about your article, and again, it's posted on David's website and on my website, prophecytoday.com. A point that you brought out I thought was very, very interesting, because they're connecting the blood moon, some of them are, to the rapture of the church. But if you do that, you're in danger of really not understanding what the rapture is all about, aren't you?
That's really true. You know, you and I both could have said in the year 2005, and we did say, as a matter of fact, in 2005 and 2004 and for the preceding 10 years, that the rapture could happen at any moment. And we said that because there are no remaining prophecies yet to be fulfilled until Christ comes for his church to meet us in the air. Now, if these particular blood moon tetrads must be connected to the second coming, even if you put them at the very end of the tribulation period and right at the second coming, that only brings you up to 2007, which means that the rapture could not have occurred in 2005 or 2004 or any of the preceding years. So it begins to really affect your whole eschatology and your understanding, which in turn reflects your hermeneutic, how you approach the scriptures in the first place, and it's just turning all kinds of things on its head.
I know your organization is entitled Alliance for Biblical Integrity, and that's exactly what the title that you use for your website and your organization is absolute. We want to have proper biblical integrity as we approach any issue that we discuss. I think it's, would you not agree with me, it's dangerous for this teaching to be propagated across the Christian world today?
It's dangerous for any number of reasons, just a couple real quickly. One, there have been people trying to set dates for years and years, and I think every time something doesn't happen that's been predicted, you lose a few more people who might have been paying attention, and they say, this is it, I'm not messing with these guys anymore, and then just walk away completely from prophecy or even the Lord. And the other thing is, if they're saying that it's going to happen sometime in the next year or two, then and that means that they also must be saying that the rapture is not going to happen today, and it could happen today, and you're going to catch people off guard, and they're not ready because they have not trusted Christ as their Savior. They think they've got this time to wait. That is dangerous.
That is definitely dangerous. And in fact, I close out every one of these broadcasts with keep looking up, because it could indeed happen today. That's what we have to believe and walk through this life with, that hope in our heart and mind. Jesus Christ could call us to be with him at any moment. David James of David James Reports and the Alliance for Biblical Integrity. He's a dear brother, and we always appreciate him giving us some time to talk about these very important issues for the body of Christ. David, thanks so much. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you.